Chinese president is calling on all countries to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic through solidarity and by strengthening global governance. Xi Jinping made the remarks during his keynote speech at the opening ceremony of this year's Boao Forum for Asia.
We need to follow the principles of extensive consultation, joint contribution and shared benefits, uphold true multilateralism and make the global governance system fairer and more equitable.
He calls on all countries to safeguard the UN-centered international system, preserve the international order underpinned by international law, and uphold the multilateral trading system with the World Trade Organization as its core. China is formulating a development plan for its manufacturing sector for the next 5 years and longer. The Ministry of Industry says the plan will focus on key areas such as industrial, scientific, and technological innovation. Officials say China will promote high-quality manufacturing through innovation and the modernization of the industrial supply chain. They say the country will also promote high-end, intelligent, and green development of the manufacturing industry. Mexico launched its immunization plan against COVID-19 for teachers and other educational personnel in 5 states on Tuesday with vaccine from Chinese firm CanSino. Health authorities say nearly 530,000 teachers are expected to be immunized in these states, both in private and public schools, with a gradual extension to other states. The Mexican government plans to inoculate the more than 3 million people in the education sector with CanSino vaccine, which only requires one dose. Over 14.5 million people had been vaccinated in Mexico as of Monday, mostly medical personnel and people over 60 years old. Chinese vaccine producer Sinovac has provided 260 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. Chairman and CEO Yin Weidong says more than 60% of the doses were supplied abroad. He says Sinovac has worked with foreign enterprises on vaccine research and development and has transferred technology for co-production globally. He adds Sinovac now produces more than 6 million vaccine doses per day and has been licensed for emergency use in nearly 40 countries. Apple's announced a line of slim iMac computers and iPads with higher quality video. The new machines use processors developed by the company. The announcement comes as Apple speeds its migration away from Intel chips and caters to a work-from-home world. Navpreet Kalodi is engineering program manager at Mac Architecture.
We've all been spending more and more time on video calls. So with the new iMac, it was important to us to enhance the core technologies that keep us connected.
Apple introduced new iPad Pros that use the same N1 chips as its computers, rather than a beefed-up version of its iPhone chips. The company also launched products including AirTags to find lost items and a podcast subscription service. Both products will be available on April 30th. A one-hour special event was held online to mark the UN Chinese Language Day yesterday. The event was organized by the United Nations office at Geneva and the permanent mission of China at that office, as well as other international organizations. It attracted participants from 27 countries, including the United States, Britain, and Japan, with over 340 video submissions. Tatiana Valovea is the Director General of the United Nations at Geneva.
The Chinese language is the most widely spoken language in the world. And it is also one of the oldest. The language is an ample repository of Chinese wisdom, culture, and traditions.
The date for the UN Chinese Language Day was selected to coincide with Guyu, literally meaning grain rain, the sixth of the 24 solar terms in the traditional Chinese lunar calendar.